Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle. Once again, with the Dog Days of Podcasting for the 26th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. All right. Real-time update. It is August 26th, and I got the lights in the bathroom wired up. I've got the new electrical boxes up there. Pretty quick, pretty easy. Didn't even have to go in the attic because the wires were sticking out through the holes, and I just wired them up and shoved the boxes back up there. And all that needs connecting is the little LED like discs, like a puck almost. And they clip that in the ceiling, but I need to paint first. So I did that while I was on hold with Tesla for over an hour, because for the last couple of days, our inverter, we have solar panels on the roof, as I mentioned, the inverter has been displaying this message, missing grid, for a while, and it has not been producing power since last Wednesday, almost a week. Only it didn't tell us until Saturday, which is kind of sneaky and weird. We went through the whole power cycle, this power cycle, that, and the next approach was call for service. Well, their service on the website says Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific to whatever it was, 6 p.m. Pacific. So we got on the phone right away, 7 a.m. Our office is closed. Please call back later. 7:05, same thing. 7:10, 7:15. Like, what time does this open up? Well, if you listen to the message closely, after about the third or fourth time we were calling, it said between the hours of 9 a.m. So their website doesn't agree with their phone message or the hours of operation. So I couldn't call at 9. Donna had to go to church and count money, and I had a meeting. But after the meeting, I said, well, what's the number? I'll give them a call, since I'm just going to be standing around with my hands in the ceiling connecting wires. And I called and said, your hold time is approximately greater than 1 hour. I went, yikes. Well, it's a good thing they didn't have repetitive hold music, or I would have gone bonkers. So I waited and waited and waited and waited, finally got on the phone, and the guy answers. Of course, right when I'm on the toilet. And you can hear the echo in the bathroom, I'm sure. But as soon as he started asking a question, I muted, flushed, and ran out. So he couldn't hear the flush. But I said, look, I already did the power cycle and whatnot. And he said, oh, thank you for doing this. I even watched a couple of YouTube videos, and they said the next action is to call for service. So he says, okay, hold on. And he's pulling up some forms. And the actual interaction couldn't have been more than 5 minutes. But he said, okay, now if you go into the app on your phone, I said, well, my wife will have to do that because it's on her phone and not on mine. I know, I got to do that at some point. You'll find the ability to open a service ticket. Like, why? What? You have to call and wait an hour to get somebody on the phone so they can turn on a feature on your mobile device to allow you to enter a ticket. What kind of service is that? That is just like bonkers wacko job to me. I do not understand that. Tesla, you've got some room for improvement. It's like make a self-service portal where we can actually interact with somebody or enter a ticket or something. You know, lots of helpful information, but nothing was helpful. It's like if you see this message, you have the ability. Just, I don't know. I thought that was nuts. So we opened a ticket. Due to our travel and whatnot, we won't be able to see this person until the 16th. So almost a month goes by where we're not generating any solar, which means our electrical bill is going to be higher. Thanks, Elon, said no one ever. On a little better news, we got a call from my dad this past week in an email that said, Mom's pacemaker needs a battery replacement. It lasts about 10 years, and I think it's been about 10 years. And said, okay, you know, that's not a problem. It just sits below the skin. They're going to give her a local, pop in there, put in a new battery, and away we go. This morning, he sent a message that said, it's a little more serious. They have to replace the whole thing. And they discovered she's completely dependent on it now. It's not just there to get her through the rough spots. It's a serious thing. So he emailed us later in the day, said everything went well. So very happy that she made it through that, and she'll be all right. But yet another reminder, why I'm retiring when I'm retiring, because, you know, the writing's on the wall. We're not getting any younger. And, you know, I would really, really regret it if we didn't have the opportunity to see them a couple more times in the next year. So that's my goal, and I'm happy for it. All right, let's go in the Wayback Machine to way back to August 6th on the road to retirement. T-minus 31 days. My boss's boss actually scheduled an exit interview. My plan was, hey, look, I've asked for one from HR. Then nobody ever got back to me. So I said, if they don't schedule something, I'm just going to write a letter and give it to him, the director of the whole community project. So he scheduled one for September 4th. So that'll be next Wednesday in real time. And I went through and I had to polish up my notes. I'd been gathering these notes since making the decision back in December. It's like, hey, don't forget to write down this. Hey, don't forget to write down that. And I was very open, very frank, very candor. Didn't really rip on anybody or throw anybody under the bus. Kept it professional because I know I want to keep this relationship going. But there were some things that needed to be said. And I said them, not just on my behalf, but on the team's behalf. So hopefully he will take them with, I will CC my boss as well. Nothing is really private. In fact, I've had a verbal discussion with my manager about most of these topics just this past week. I said, here's what I recommend. This is the problem, and here's my recommendation. I hope you take it to heart because it will really improve things. And if you don't, there will be repercussions, you know, from dissatisfied staff, possibly leaving, that kind of thing. You know, when things go sour, people leave a job because of their manager or management. And that is clearly the case in some of these right now, that we are on thin ice, not just in the workload, but in the behaviors. And it's frankly disturbing right now. So the one regret I have for leaving right now is that I can't do more for the team. But I recognize that it is what it is, and I'll do what I can. Also, where was I? On August 6th, I'm thinking about migrating away from Evernote. I've been thinking about this for a while. As I've been reading more in Reddit, they've raised the rates. I've been grandfathered into the price bracket where I am for several years. In fact, I thought it was going to go up last year, but it did not. But before I hit that big surprise where the price almost doubles, or maybe it does double from what I'm paying right now, it's like, you know, I haven't really changed my usage model in years. They keep coming out with new features. I don't use them. I don't need them. I'm not impressed. I just need some offline archive where I can dump stuff. Like, hey, here's an email I got with some important information. Forward it to Evernote. It's like a library that I just keep sticking things in. This giant file cabinet. And you know, that's fine for what I need. I'll tag something and I'll put it in there and I'll be able to find it later. I have 14 years worth of stuff. I started using it in June of 2010 and migrating that. I don't know if I'll migrate all of it, but we'll see what happens. I'm just, the more I read in Evernote, it's like every day there's two or three more people saying, I'm done. I'm not dealing with this. So I'm reading, what are they using? Where are they going? And again, I need to think about what my work model will be. What kinds of information do I need to track? How am I going to collaborate? Do I need to share this with Donna? You know, is it going to be Obsidian? Is it going to be Notion? Is it going to be, Quippy or whatever? There's a bunch of things out there that I'm looking at. So I don't know where that's going right now. It's like, go. I recognize that my needs are about to change. It would be like going from running a manufacturing business to running a tourism business. Some skills are going to be the same, but the base requirements of what I need are going to be different. All right, jumping ahead one day to the 7th. I just published that last episode of the Breakpoint Podcast for Work that I recorded the other day. And again, while it's not the final episode, that was recorded back in June to air out September 4th. It was a lesson we recorded. And, you know, there's a sense of finality to it. But I'm happy to know that Lauren will carry on. She's got some great ideas. Sent out a survey to a bunch of people saying, hey, what would you like to see? What would you like to hear? And some wonderful ideas of how to socialize that bringing video into it and sharing some clips. So she's on her own. I've got a task on the next day, the 5th of September, to change over the album art, review the description, and I'm done. That's it. No more work podcast. One more. Let's do the 8th of October, 8/8/24. I was on a call with the team. We were kicking off the October-November world travel events. I love these things. I've always enjoyed doing the world travel, as brutal as it was some years to go to like 6 events in 2 or 3 weeks and go around the globe and constantly jet lagged. I loved it. I love going to those events. I was a bit sad that I couldn't go. I would love to go to every one of them. Melbourne, London, Dallas, you know, just, whether it's domestic or international, there's one in Paris, there's one in Rotterdam. There's just a lot of places I haven't been, a lot of places I have been that I would love to see the people. But, you know, there are some things, again, late schedule. This team just, there's a repeating pattern going on. They need some serious project management because it's 2 months before these events kick off. I think the first one is in London on October 2nd. And it's like, who's going where? Oh, we don't know yet. We're figuring that out. Like, no, not 2 months ahead. It's kind of crazy. And the nice thing is I have absolutely no stress on their late schedule again. So I'm trying to be empathetic to the team members that have to go through this. But frankly, I've done all I can and I don't have to put up with it. I don't get a free trip out of it, but, it makes feelings right now. Really. I'm glad I don't have to put up with this. Frustrated. I can't help more and being empathetic. So that's where my brain was earlier this month. We'll catch up some more tomorrow. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.